This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A new executive director of Umpqua Valley Arts in this morning, and Ashley Kluver from UVA is going to introduce her. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thank you for having us back.
So tell us who we're going to meet.
So we're going to meet Monica Stanfield. She is our new executive director and our newest addition at UVA. We're very excited to have her join us and to continue on the strong leadership we've been having at UVA over the many years that we've been in our organization.
So, Monica, how long have you been on board at UVA?
Hi, Kyle. I've been on since early December. I came on just before the holidays, and I had the privilege of being there for the last few weeks of the member exhibit, which we had, which we're just wrapping up from.
So how long have you lived in Roseburg?
I've been in Roseburg on and off since about 2014.
And talk about your background.
Yeah, so my background in business goes back 20 plus years. I first started off owning my own business in Seattle, Washington for about 8 years. And then fast forward, I got into the nonprofit world in about 2017 when I really developed my passion for bringing my business acumen to mission-based organizations.
And talk about what it's like to jump in at UVA.
Yeah, UVA has been an incredible organization for me to bring some of my talent in the business world and also my passion for art and building healthy communities into Douglas County. I have my background in health and wellness and in the nonprofit world really has established my love for building healthy communities, and bringing arts and culture is a big part of that.
So do you happen to be an artist yourself?
You know, I consider myself a modest artist, so you might not see my work up in the galleries, but yes, I do practice myself. I grew up in Detroit, Michigan, where I grew up with a great love for arts and culture and its positive impact on the community.
So what kind of art do you work on?
You know, I do some pen and ink work and some sculptural stuff, but mostly pen and ink.
And what interested you about going to work for UVA?
Yeah, well, as I was saying, the passion for bringing healthy communities to bringing healthy work to the community through mission-based organizations is a big part of my passion with the nonprofit work. And so when I saw the opportunity open up at UVA, it really it connected some dots in regard to just helping the community have more access and keeping the work that we do at UVA relevant in Douglas County.
So have you found out where everything in the building is so far?
You know, the building that we occupy is really a special space. And one of the things that I've been doing over the last few weeks is just getting to know that building. It was built in 1917 as a old military hospital, and it's just an incredible space. So, yeah, I'm discovering all the little nooks and crannies, the five galleries that we run, the Clay Place, and the Imagination Station buildings that are there to serve the community as well with the programs that we have.
Now, have you found the secret tunnel yet?
I have not found the secret tunnel.
Okay, well, so we'll have to check
to
back.
To be continued, yeah.
We'll have to check back later. So what do you look forward to in the next few months with your work there?
I most look forward to continuing to help develop the programs that have already been established there and to support the great artists and the work that's been done over the decades here at UVA. I really am excited to bring my style of leadership, which is very hands-on. And so as we go into the summer months of Summer Arts Festival, I'm really excited to help support that program that we have and to just continue establishing the wonderful programs that we bring to Douglas County and yep.
All right. And Ashley, talk about what is coming up that people ought to know about at UVA.
Well, we always have a lot of things coming up, Kyle. You know that from having us on so many times. But the most immediate one is going to be our next opening reception, which is our first of the year. That is next Friday from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and we'll be introducing 5 brand new exhibits. We will have in our main gallery Subject, which is part of a traveling exhibition from MFA Northwest. It has recent Masters of Fine Arts graduate students in it. We also have Joy Kloman's Epoch in our corridor gallery. We have Muggsy's Imagination by artist member Muggsy Margaret Kolb. And then we also have Rostros by Orquídea Violeta in Gallery 2. So one group exhibit and a couple of other solo ones. So it'll be a really good experience to not only see works in this group exhibit from Masters of Fine Arts students and active artists in the area, in these urban areas, but also a lot of solo exhibits to see these artists' works in full and see like a well-rounded exhibit of each of their styles.
And as pretty much is the norm, you start with a reception evening. Talk about that.
So the opening reception will start at 4 p.m. next Friday, and it's a really great way to see the works first with some bites and sips in a relaxed environment, some music. We're going to have James Lucier III, if anybody is familiar with his music. He's going to be coming and playing for us. And the artists usually come by, too, if they can. So it's always a good opportunity to talk to them about their work. In the middle of the reception, we'll have remarks at 5:30 where we'll talk about the show a little bit and introduce some of the artists. And it's just generally a really great, relaxed evening, a good way to spend a Friday night.
All right, perfect. Ashley, thanks. And Monica, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thanks for having us.
All right, 8:37 at the Morning Report.